So the passage that Somi chose today for her message was Jeremiah 29:11 through 13. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. My parents, unfortunately, are not able to be here today, and my mom was actually going to introduce Somi, as Somi came to our house most mornings during the school year, as there was a carpool with some other neighborhood kids, so my parents got to know her quite well this year, and in previous years from carpooling. So I have a note here from my mom that I'm going to read before Somi gives the message. My parents had the privilege of attending Somi's senior presentation in March and were encouraged and blessed by her sharing. After talking with Randy, my mom encouraged her to consider sharing it with the church, and she agreed. Somi was a part of their lives during her junior and senior year at LMS. She would arrive around 7:15 a.m. in the morning for breakfast and then carpool with Sean and two other students to school. It was a pleasure for them to learn to know her better during these morning moments. My mom noted she was so patient with my mom's bubbling sign language and also ate most everything prepared for her. They described Somi as kind-hearted, a sweet young lady with a big heart for others, and hope that you will be encouraged by her sharing this morning. Blessings to you, Somi, as you bring the message.
God has plans for me. You see the picture that I have chosen here? You can see that there's a light at the end. That light is God. He guides me on my path. What his plans are, where he wants me to go. I know he has planned for me, and I've known that all along. I grew up in Belize. It's a little country, close to Mexico, beside Mexico. I lived in the center of it. And that red picture on the right, that's Orange Walk Town where I used to live. Do you see the dot in the middle of the red section on the right? That's Orange Walk Town. That's where I live. That's only 15 miles, about 20 minutes commute to Mexico from there. You think, oh, wow, look at all the beach. That must be on the side of Belize, but it isn't beach. It's really swampy. It's wetlands. But there are several islands, many islands. I'm not sure I could do both. When I was growing up, when I was young, I lived in a village called Yo Creek. My mom and dad have 11 children. My brother was older than me, and I was second. My parents, it was a rough life. They were addicted to drugs and alcohol. They didn't take care of the children. They never took care of us. Once in a while, they didn't even feed us. We were hungry. We didn't know what to do. We have relatives who lived around in the village. And several of those people knew what the problem was. And they supported us. Eventually, my parents had to go to jail. And the social worker took the children and put them with different people's families. I went to live with Nancy. We've been living at least 10 years, and I thank Mom for taking care of me. This is some Belizean food. It's called chamole. We call it black soup. It's not because it has black beans in it. No, it's because it's different. It comes from a plant, a seed from a plant that's mashed. It's called ricotta. There are two different kinds. Some is a black ricotta, some is a red ricotta. And you mash the seed and mix it with water, and you put it in a chicken broth. And with chicken gizzards. You don't eat that here, but we ate chicken gizzards. And that on the top of the bowl is corn tortilla, real fresh corn tortilla. They make it every day fresh. It's interesting here in America that you don't eat corn tortilla fresh. It can sit for a month in our refrigerator and it's still okay to eat. I don't like that. It's much better in Belize. Tastes much better. This is more about Belize food. Can you go back to that? Yeah. This is called rice and beans. Now, do you see that in the top? It looks like banana. It's actually plantain. You fry it, and we eat it with it, and that's potato salad. Many people eat that every single day for lunch. That's part of our culture. That's more fresh corn tortilla. Oh, and it's delicious. We eat breakfast or lunch. Inside is chicken that's been shredded, and cabbage and onion. I miss that a little bit. America doesn't have anything like that. Taco's different. You know, it's a crunchy, hard taco shell. It's okay, but it's different than the Belize way. This is called ceviche. Oh, it's got tomatoes and onion and shrimp and lime, and it's absolutely delicious. You eat with corn tortilla that's hard. And I make it at home a lot. It's great. Maybe in the summer you'll get some. This is my primary school. I went to St. Peter's Primary School. We have a class that was just for deaf people. I think there are about 8 people there in that picture. 8 students. And the other picture was when I was in 7th grade. Okay. That the primary school was a deaf class. I was doing really well in that class. I topped the class and getting 100%, 100%, 100% on everything in the class. But the principal said, but you're not really at the level of your peers or hearing. So let's transfer you over to hearing class, and that will be a challenge for you. But I said, who would interpret for me? How could I go to the hearing class? So my mom asked the mission organization to please find an interpreter for me for 2 years so I could finish out my primary school. So when I was in 7th grade, that's a picture from 7th grade, and this woman, it was a missionary, and she came and she helped interpret for me. It was a challenge to be in the hearing class. The deaf class was easy. The hearing class was, oh, I didn't fit with them. I didn't always understand, but it was a wonderful teacher. He helped me a lot. He was patient with me. He explained slowly, and the interpreter was terrific. And I'm thankful for that. This is my high school that I went to. It's a Bishop High School. It's also a hearing school. It's a very, very Catholic school. It's strict rules you had to follow. I mean, really strict rules. It doesn't seem like they really talked much about Jesus. Inside, I still believed in Jesus, yes, but I didn't really trust in Mary. They talked a lot about Mary. They said the rosary often, a lot. All this emphasis on Mary. I felt there should have been a stronger emphasis about Jesus. Sometimes we had to stand outside in the hot. Understand, it's really hot there, like maybe 105 degrees, stand outside in the heat and say the rosary. And some of the people even fainted because it was so hot. But they let the people go, and they just kind of kept going on with the rosary. Some of the students helped take the ones that had fallen away, but I never fell. I never fell. But God was with me. God's always faithful. This is my current family. Nancy adopted me after several years. She decided that it would be good to adopt me. My family, I hate my family. I had a difficult family, and it's been about a life to live with Nancy. And I felt God has taken me out of this dangerous place and put me into something that's better. It's His plan. His perfect plan. Amazing. Well, we had a real difficult time trying to get the adoption to go through. For 2.5 years, we fought with a lawyer and a social worker because they weren't doing their jobs. The social worker was pregnant, took a year and a half off. And there's only one social worker for adoption. And then the lawyer was going through a divorce, and he wasn't working. And we were almost ready to give up. Because soon I'd be 18, and I wouldn't be adoptable. But Mom had a friend named Barbara who had also adopted, and she said, oh, I know someone will help you. That other lawyer was in Blaze City. So Nancy, Mom, and me and her friend, we went to meet this other lawyer, and this lawyer said, I can do it. I can do it. We can go ahead. It's December, and then they're going to take a 3-week vacation because all the court systems and lawyers take a 3-week vacation at Christmas. And I soon, my birthday was February 14th, and we wouldn't have enough time. But the lawyer said, don't worry about it. Went ahead, and I was amazed. I'm really impressed. And it finally worked. February 3rd, 8 days before my 18th birthday, I was adopted in the court system. It was just last minute, but that's God's plan. That's God's way. I have to just give up and trust Him that He's faithful and He will make it work. This person on the left is Crystal. She's my best friend. She lives just across the street in Catty Corner from where I live. Crystal. And I were just the best friends, the best of friends. Because Nancy doesn't have any other children, I had someone that I could play with. And I called her my sister. For 17 years, we've been besties. I'm amazed at how God gave her to me. She lived right there across the street, deaf, the same age. What an amazing plan God has. Ah, awesome. On the other side, these are my friends, too. These are the people that I went to school with, I studied with in the primary school. We stayed friends throughout. This is my church. Most of these people are deaf. Almost all are deaf. The parents are deaf. But the children are hearing. My mom was a pastor of this church for 13 years. And Nancy taught the church and I taught Sunday school. I really enjoyed teaching the Sunday school. It was a little difficult to communicate with the hearing kids, but it was fun doing things with them, just playing with them and teaching them. You know what? I really didn't pick Last Grammar Night School. That wasn't my choice. I really wanted to go to a deaf residential school called MSSD, but the government wouldn't let me. They said I had to go to a private school. It's an immigration law. I had to go to a private school. I couldn't go to a government-supported school. So where would I go? But God had a plan. God picked that. Lancaster Mennonite. I had 2 years there. I had wonderful teachers. They helped me so much. And I had good friends. And I understand, though, junior year was really tough. It was hard for me to fit in the beginning. I didn't have any friends in the beginning. It was awkward. But by my senior year, I met some people that were really sweet to me and supported me. And I had two fabulous interpreters, and we didn't give up. We tried to figure out how to make it work. God is faithful. I have a smiley face on the face of the person because I don't want you to see who I was counseling. But the Capstone Project is part of my Kingdom Living class. And my teacher said, analyze your spiritual gifts. What is your spiritual gifts? And I thought through that document of trying to figure out what my spiritual gifts are, that my gifts were with counseling. And I would support deaf people and encourage them. I also found that I was an encouraging person. I arranged counseling with 5 different people, people who are single, alone, depressed, widows, who had no one at home to talk with. I helped them, encouraged them. I couldn't drive back and forth. I didn't have a car. So how was I going to talk with them? Through VP. I used VP to talk with these people. And I read Bible verses to them and shared Bible verses with them. And I didn't just tell them what they should do and give them lots of advice. But I let them talk. And I listened to them. And then God gave me advice and helped me to listen to these people and share God's word with them and for improving their lives. I want to thank Nancy Snyder a lot because she helped me. She was my mentor for this project. I also taught the ASL club. LMS has so many different clubs, many, but there was nothing for ASL. No one was teaching ASL. All the teachers said, Sumi, why don't you teach the ASL club? And I said, okay, I'll go ahead, I'll do that. So I taught 3 times, the ASL club, in the fall, in the winter, and the spring. And I taught the ASL club. And the students were really enthusiastic about learning, and it was great. It was great. God empowered me, God encouraged me to share with them and gave me confidence. Part of my spiritual, what the Holy Spirit's gifts has given to me. You guys know about this. This is my church. First Deaf Mennonite Church. With a hearing part and a deaf part. The chair. Together. But we have our own pastors. And our pastor signs in ASL. This is what God wants. To see us share and work together. Fellowship together and love. That's something God has gifted us with. My future, I really wanted to go. I always thought I would go to Gallaudet University. I thought I would apply, and I did, and in November. And then I waited and waited and waited, and I never heard from them. As I waited, I got a bad feeling that they're going to tell me no. I think they're going to tell me no. I started feeling sick about it. And then on February 14th, my birthday. On my birthday, Gallaudet sent me a letter that said I was not accepted. That was a bad day. But I'm happy. I'm happy that because God has a plan. And it's amazing. I never give up. What was God's plan? That I should go to another program. It's called Eli. that, what does ELI mean? English Language Institute. People from a variety of different countries come together, but they don't have the skills to read English. But they want to go to college. So we thought, okay, we'll do that. We'll go and we'll apply it in February. We sent it in the end of February. And then we waited and waited and waited and waited. I thought, oh, just like all that, we're waiting a long time to hear their answer. I felt like giving up. But May, you know, it was 3 weeks until we were supposed to go back to Belize because my visa expired. So I'd have to go back to Belize. And I talked with my mom what I should do. Are we going to have to sell everything in my house and then go back and move back to Belize? And we have two animals, and who would take care of our two animals? And the time was going so quickly. I decided I'm not going to give up. God is faithful. I was in a class in my school, and I was talking with a friend of mine. And her name is Yang, and she's so sweet. And she came up to me. She said, have you heard about from your college yet? I said, no. Yang said, well, let's check your phone. I pulled out my phone and said, welcome to Gallaudet. You have been accepted. I was so excited. I started jumping up. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. Wow, they accepted me at the ELI Institute. Then I was called to the office of the immigration woman, Chrissy Horst at LMS. Evidently, ELI had sent her a letter at the same time they had sent me a letter. I went over there and I talked with her, Chrissy Horst. She takes care of the I-20s, the service papers for immigration. She said, look, you don't have to go back to Belize to get a new visa. You don't have to. I'm going to send this, service transfer back to Gallaudet. Oh, God is so faithful. God is so faithful. Never give up. God is faithful. Well, my future, what? I think I will go into deaf counseling because I want to help deaf people. Maybe I go back to Belize. There is no interpreters there. There are no, and there's so many people who are deaf who are hurting. They have problems. They fight with each other. They gossip too much. They have no jobs. They're addicted. Most of the women's jobs are being a whore. It's a shame. It's a shame. So, God has gifted me with possibly being a counselor, and the Holy Spirit has given me gifts for this, and I'd like to go help the people in Belize by using these gifts. I want to thank all of you because you have supported me. And for these years, Mom and I have been stuck having to pay for the interpreter at LMH, and we didn't have enough money to do that, but you supported me, and I want to thank you so much that God has given you the opportunity to help me, and thank you.